Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Truth Front to Back. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. Those who do not know me, you can follow me on Twitter, Boobzilla triple X. You can follow the show's Twitter at Truth Front to Back. And my lovely co-host this evening finally has made an appearance. Welcome back, Miss Karen. Yeah, oh my God, Karen, sexy Karen Fisher, boobalicious.
Hey, you guys don't know me.
Oh my God.
We have to applaud you.
It's a very long applause. Very nice. Anyways, for those of you who don't know me, you can follow me on at Sexy Karen Fisher on Twitter or Instagram, Karen Fisher XX. I think our show has Instagram as well. What's our show Instagram?
I believe it's Truth Front Back.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, so
we should get our we should start updating them more often. But
So, thank you for tuning in. Sorry about last week, but we can all blame it on Karen.
Yeah, you can blame it on me. You know, it's funny. My nose has been a little bit stuffy, but I don't feel sick. I just have, like, a stuffy nose. So But last week, so, okay, I was in London. I flew home. I was back one day, got tested. I got my hair done, got my nails done, did my spray tanning, did a movie the next day.
I know. Timeline.
I wanted you to see it because I know you love it. I did a scene for Girlfriend's Film. And it's crazy because the girl I worked with, literally like halfway, it was nothing like against her. Okay, halfway through the scene, I started feeling like I was going to throw up. Like I started feeling really, really, really nauseous.
How I would feel too.
Literally like right in the middle of the scene, my stomach just got really, really, really upset. And then as soon as we were done, my throat hurt really, really bad. And
it's giving you a sign that you shouldn't do those scenes no more.
Maybe. I don't know. It was crazy. I've never had anything like that happen because it was like literally right in the middle. And then the next day I just kind of rested. I thought, okay, I'm just jet lagged because I've been all over the planet. And I just didn't feel good. Anyway,
yeah.
So sorry, guys. I'm back this week, though. Even though I sound like I'm sick, I'm not sick. I actually feel good.
You really are sick. It is the allergies because you are on the East Coast.
Maybe. You know what? Like, the thing is, I live in Palm Springs, and it's the desert. It's very dusty. There's a lot of dust. And, like, even my girlfriend, Ashley Dobbs, she just moved there, and she noticed, since she moved there, she gets, like, a stuffy nose a lot because it's just, like, and there's a lot of wind, so it's like you're constantly inhaling sand, basically.
Awesome, awesome. So let's jump into a little bit of the news.
Yeah.
Did you
check the news, right?
Have you checked the X's?
Well, I did see. Now I have to find it. I'm off the page. I did see that Kink came out with a new gangbang scene called Make America Gape Again. And it's basically a bunch of guys dressed up like your boy Donald Trump gangbanging.
Trump, yes. And speaking of Trump, porn star, I just have to mention this. It seems like this is pretty hilarious. Tiana Trump, who's a porn star, was sentenced to 6 months on pot charges.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So
the marijuana laws in this country are crazy because in some states it's like legal, some states it's
medically legal. Yeah, but everyone thinks that, oh, hey, it's legal. It's starting to pass in Washington State, Washington, D.C., Alaska, California, Colorado. So, hey, let's just start smoking weed. Like, no. I mean, yes,
I don't think
everyone
they started smoking weed because it became legal. I think they've always smoked weed, and now they just
they're
careful.
Yeah, they're not careful. They're just more sloppy. So I guess she was sentenced to 100 days after pleading guilty of a marijuana charge in Oklahoma. Trump has originally charged back in 2005 for felony misdemeanor or felony marijuana possession with the intent to distribute.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I guess she went to Twitter and said she got caught with 6 pounds of weed.
Yeah, I saw that. Kind of crazy.
Well, I don't know. It is crazy, and now her fans are like going to Twitter and storming over her incarceration at Oklahoma County Jail. Voicing their support for the adult star with hashtag free Tiana Trump.
Free trade, Tiana Trump. How long of a sentence did she get?
180 days, 6 months.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time, honestly. That's stupid. I mean, it was stupid on her part to do it, but come on.
Yeah, but I guess they have some very strict laws in California. Or Oklahoma, I mean. Sorry.
Oklahoma, yeah, definitely. People don't, even people, like a lot of, even people in our country, they don't realize it's not legal. Some of them, I'm like, no, it's not legal everywhere, only in certain states. It's kind of weird, though, where one state is completely legal, and the next state it's felony. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, and then the other one, the Adult Empire, to participate at this weekend's NYC Porn Film Festival.
Oh, really? Are you going to go to that?
No, I'm in the Sunshine State. I am not there.
Oh, okay, not here. You're not. I'm
no,
in New York right now, just FYI, everyone.
Yeah, I know. You're in my city. You didn't ask permission to be in my city, but that's okay.
I don't need your permission.
So did you read up on that? Since you are in New York this weekend, maybe you should attend that and report
back. You know,
this
weekend I'm actually shooting content with Karen Cougar and some guy that I don't remember his name. So,
well, that's awesome. Well, that's awesome.
What?
Some guy.
Yeah,
some
like
guy.
Adult.
Even know his name.
I know. Karen Cougar set it up. She knows his name.
Oh, okay. So maybe I'll forgive you this time.
So, but if any of you are looking for something to do, I think this is actually in Pittsburgh. It's adult retailer and entertainment website adultempire.com will be among participants and sponsors of this weekend's second annual New York City Porn Film Festival. It's not in Pittsburgh, but it says Pittsburgh. I don't know. And it's basically to celebrate the art, the explicit art of erotica. Yes. So nice.
Yes. And then we're only a few weeks away before we all have to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
You will be there, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I should start buying tickets.
Definitely don't like that. Oh my God, July 8th to the 10th. You don't know this?
I thought it was 6th through the 8th. I know it's beginning of July. And there it is, July 8th through 10th in Chicago, Illinois. There it is.
Oh. We're going to take a caller from area code 727. Hello, caller.
Hi, ladies. It's Clarence. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good, you?
I'm maintaining in this land of haters. I had a chance to listen to the program here, and I actually looked up Tiana Trump, and once I got through all the tequilas or whatever, I found her. And let me tell you something, she should probably be doing 6 months for those eyebrows. Those are horrendous, ladies. Horrendous.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's funny. I actually don't know what her eyebrows look like, but it is funny that you said that.
Yeah, and probably another 3.5 to 4 months for the really, really ratty, greased out extensions. But you know, I don't like to judge.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Now I have to Google her because I want to see what she looks like. This is awful. Poor girl. So, how are we helping
tonight?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. So, anyway, we are waiting for our guest, Rachel Madro. Yes, she's been in the industry 2 years. Very interesting gal. I can't wait to talk to her. She's involved in the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention and several other things. So looking forward to speaking with her soon. She'll be on, gentlemen, in 5 minutes. So if you want to speak with her, you're listening to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio, and you can call in 646-595-4038. The lines are open. Press 1 to talk. Or you can just call and hear Karen's voice or not.
What? Oh, my gosh. Tiana Trump's actually cute. That guy was being a little harsh.
Yeah, that's why, unfortunately, I had to mute him.
Oh, is that what you did? You're like, things were going. And, like, she's actually cute. She does have thick eyebrows, but I kind of like, I like thick eyebrows.
Hey, it's everyone's for, everyone has their own little signature, so.
Yeah.
It's not
like thick eyebrows.
So have you been following the L.A. HIV Commission?
You know, I haven't been following that much. But we did, you know, on set for Girlfriend's Film, we did actually talk about it because, you know, people think it's only going to affect boy-girl porn. But the way it's written, it is also going to affect girl-girl porn. We're going to have to use goggles and dental dams. And even if you want to perform on camera, say, like, you're dating a guy, and you guys want to do a stand show. Oh, my God. Hold up.
Woo! Yay to the dental dam.
I'm going to put a dental dam on you.
Go ahead. You were saying, I'm sorry. I had to applaud that. Go ahead.
So it's not just going to affect boy-girl porn. It's going to affect girl-girl porn as well, and even, like, cam show porn. So if you say if you're at home and you're just, like, chilling, and say you're even dating someone or married to someone, and you want to do a cam show with your husband or boyfriend or whatever, you have to use a condom with him. You cannot even fuck your own husband on cam without a condom in the state of California if it's passive. I just dropped my phone on
the only California.
Yeah, it's a fucking crazy law. So anybody who's listening, if you live in the state of California, don't vote for this law. It's just
move.
Ridiculous.
Go ahead and move. You should pack
yeah.
up and move to another state. Yeah. I would move. Move to New
really?
York.
Really? Would you move?
First of all, I live in New York, number one. Number two, I would never move to La La Land.
Well, so what are you even talking about?
So that's why I was saying people that webcam and all the people that are in the industry, since everything has become so much harder, I would...
Yeah, they're going to move, a lot of them.
It's pushing everybody out, so you have no choice. Either you go down south to Orange County, and we don't know if they're
actually
going to
be the
bandwagon.
Whole state of California. So,
okay, well then, yep, I would pack up and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, but so.
Well, hopefully this won't pass, just because if it passes in California, it could pass in another state. So, you know, I don't want to keep moving. I'm sure nobody else does.
Oh, well, anywho, without further ado, or would you like to do the introduction for our lovely guest, since, you know, it's your fault that, you know, we were not on air last week, and I was so ready to go, so prepared.
You were.
And I was like, yes,
you're
never so
prepared.
And it's like, then I got a text like, I don't feel well. I'm like, oh. Man.
Oh, my gosh.
You just burst my bubbles.
Burst your bubble? Do you have more
yes.
than one bubble?
You're an ass.
Anyway,
without further ado.
So
yes.
is our guest on the line? So they are tonight. We have
yes.
the fabulous Rachel Madori. I'm looking forward to learning more about her.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Well, thank you
Hello.
For joining us.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. You're listening to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. Gentlemen, for those who are just turning in, we have our lovely guest, Rachel. If you would like to speak with her or speak with Boobalicious, I don't know why you want to speak with her, but anyway, you can call in 666-595-4038. Press 1 to talk, or you'll be in cyberspace. So, Miss Rachel, I did some research on you, and it says you've been in the industry 2 years. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So, you are born and raised in California?
No, I was raised in Jersey and then lived most of my years from 17 on in Brooklyn. I just moved to California about a year ago.
Okay, yes. See, I like you already because you're a fellow New Yorker.
An East Coast girl, nice.
Yeah, I liked what you were saying about not moving to La La Land because I'm ready to go back home.
Right, come on back home. Karen loves La La.
I actually don't like L.A. I live in Palm Springs. L.A. is like too... Actually, I don't dislike L.A. I dislike driving in L.A. That's what I...
So what
I don't
got
know.
You
I probably didn't like
the...
driving in New York either, though.
You don't drive, so what got you in the industry?
I was always super fascinated by it, and I mean, ever since I was young, I always watched porn, and kind of when I looked at the females that were doing that, it sounds weird, but they were kind of inspiring, because I always had a really low self-esteem, and then I saw these women in these porns doing the things they wanted to do, and things that are deemed crazy for a woman to do publicly, and that is what really drew me to that and fascinated me. So I actually just randomly one day I got in contact with Brazzers, and they got me in contact with their amateur site, and then I just started shooting in Miami, and then I fell in love with it and found an agent, started shooting in LA, and then after a year I ended up signing with Spiegler, so I moved my ass out to LA and I've been here since.
Very cool. So I was going to ask you, now, for those of you listening who don't know, like, what it is to be a Spiegler girl, so Spiegler only takes a certain amount of girls, and Spiegler girls are the ones who very often win, like, the award. So they're just, it's like a special thing to be a Spiegler girl. So what made you, like, how did you reach out to him, and how did that all happen, that you became a Spiegler girl?
I actually met him at an industry event, and I knew that Spiegler was Spiegler. I always heard about him and how everybody wants to be a Spiegler girl. And the one thing that really drew me to want to be represented by him is his biggest thing are his girls are reliable and they're early to shoot, and you can call them at the drop of a hat and count on them to pull through to perform. And I've always been like that since I got into the industry. I've always had a really strong work ethic and just gave it 110%, so I wanted to be associated with a roster that is known for being professional. So I basically met him at an industry party and then followed through with a phone call, and then we corresponded through email for a few months, and eventually when he got an opening, he let me know, hey, I have an opening, but if you want it, you got to move to L.A. So dropped everything and moved out here, and after that, I was on his roster, and it's been great since then.
Very cool. So you moved out to be a Spiegler girl. That is a big commitment. So good for you.
Yeah, that was
very
good.
Yeah.
That's a very big commitment, especially from moving from the East Coast to the West Coast. And it's a very culture shock.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be a culture shock, but it actually was. I mean, the first day I moved here, I bought a Prius, so I think I'm officially an L.A. person. Because I was so used to suffering in New York and everything. Yes, I bought a Prius.
No.
I know, when I move back to Brooklyn, they're going to be like, what the fuck is this thing?
No, you bought a Prius. Now you're doomed. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
My dad always makes fun of me because he's from the East Coast too. And I showed him a picture of my car. He's like, typical.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. That's awesome. But stay on the line. We have to take a quick break. We have to pay some fucking bills because Karen doesn't pay any bills. So hold on 1 second. So
shut up.
Yeah, I know. Karen doesn't pay no bills at all.
I have to pay my own bills.
I know, right? So you're listening to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man, this what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided, and I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel flat. I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's a death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know.
Welcome back. You're listening to Truth Funds and Backs. That was Big Sean and Drake.
blessings. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my sexy co-host, finally, returned, is Karen Fisher, a.k.a. Boobalicious. Karen, did you leave? Hello?
Jeez.
Oh, I had it on mute. Sorry, I'm here. I'm here. I was talking. I was like, what the hell? And then I remembered I put it on mute. So.
Oh,
no one couldn't hear me. That explains it.
And our love guest, Rachel Madrow. Oh, my goodness.
How do you say your name? We need to say it correctly because I don't think that we are.
Rachel Madrow.
Madrow, okay.
I like the liquor.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no, I like
Madrow.
It. I like the way it sounds, Madrow.
Oh,
I just wanted to
nice.
Make sure we were saying your name right. It would be stupid if we call you the wrong name the whole time.
So,
anyway,
we have your favorite caller on the line. So,
yay.
He calls in every week from Dubai. Hello? Ali?
Okay.
I guess Ali doesn't want to talk this week. Maybe he's mad at you, Karen.
Maybe. Sorry we missed you, Ali.
Yes, he loves you.
Back to Rachel. So, do you have another question for our lovely guest?
Yes, I do, of course. I've read a bio about you, and it says that you are very active and researched and educated in the relating to mental illness, and you support the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. What made you go in that direction?
I always felt like the urge to volunteer and do regular charity work. Like, often I want to be doing things at least once a week because I do have a lot of free time when I'm not shooting. And I can't recall where I heard about this organization, but I went to one because they have open meetings, and I just decided they were having a meeting in my area to go check it out and see what it was all about. And everything they said just hit really close to home with me because for the longest time, like, I struggled with mental illness and depression and suicide attempts. And now that I'm kind of recovering from that and gotten past that, the whole thing with them is, as a survivor, I get to go out and talk to people now from a perspective of that you can get better and things aren't as horrible as your brain is making them feel like. And my biggest thing with them is their whole slogan is Stop the Stigma, which I absolutely resonate with because mental illness and depression and things like anxiety and OCD have such a ridiculous stigma attached to them. You know, people who are feeling these feelings don't think that they can go to someone and they don't have a place to talk about it. So I just started going to meetings with them and I volunteer. They have walks all around California to raise money and raise awareness. And right now we're preparing for one of our biggest walks where we get over 1,000 participants. And that's going to be in Santa Monica in October, I believe. So they're kind of just, I definitely wanted to find a charity that I felt a serious personal connection with because that makes it more meaningful for me. So this one definitely hits close to home. And they have programs to go into high schools and help talk to kids about, you know, signs and then how do you talk to a friend that may be feeling like they're depressed and things, which is exciting for me because at that age we didn't have anything like goals. So, you know,
no,
I
right?
feel like that – yeah, I feel like that is a huge, huge thing because you have to start young because that's when those feelings start coming up. So I found them and I try to go to every event I can and try and help them out in any way I can.
That's awesome. And that's, you know, great that you do that and that you take time out of your busy schedule because, you know, being in the industry, we're constantly busy, you know, going here, there, everywhere. So it's, you know, that's great that you're doing that for the younger generation and even the older generation. So I'm sure there's not like an age limit.
No, yeah, it's just there's so many different, there's such, the whole thing with mental illness is it can affect anyone, and you can either be young and in high school, or I've met amazing, amazing older women, 50s, 60s, that are just now feeling like they can safely talk about it because, you know, there's this organization telling you that, no, it's okay to talk about it. Like, you don't have to be ashamed. You know, if you break your leg, you go to the hospital and get fixed. But nowadays, especially in America, if you say you have a mental illness, that's not taken as seriously, even though it is an ailment that's genetic and you are born with. So it's mm-hmm. exciting to be able to preach to people that it's okay. Like, there's no stigma anymore, you know.
Well, that's very awesome. I just, not to cut you off, but I do have a caller for you, probably. Area code 352. I'm not sure what that area code is.
From. Yeah, I don't know either. I guess we'll find out.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, they'll hang up on me. It's Bubba from the backwoods. That's what they'll do, to hang up on me. Guess who's calling in tonight?
Okay, no one's hanging up on you. Thank you for calling Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. What's your name again?
Bubba from the backwoods, dear. That's who
okay,
my name
I'm
is.
I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
I'm calling all the way from the Central Penitentiary. I'm calling you right now live on the air, using a CO officer's cell phone to call in. I worked hard to get there and
really?
Talk to you. Yeah, I worked
wow,
hard
that's
to get
amazing.
On there. There's a lot of guys in the line wanting to use the payphone, and they're mad at me, but I'm trying to talk to you on here live on Dollhouse Radio. That's what I'm doing.
Well, thanks.
Nice.
Hello.
So do you have a question for any of our lovely guests, or either Zilla or myself?
I'm sorry, say it again. Forgive me, they're yelling in the background. They want more pudding. I don't know what their problem is.
They want
talk
more
to
pudding?
Bill Cosby.
Who doesn't want more
yeah,
pudding?
Bill Cosby will give you more pudding, baby.
Oh, wow.
You'll be tranquilized with that pudding, I'll tell you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Did you have a question for myself or Karen Fisher or our lovely guest, Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel's a lovely guest. I appreciate that. But what I'm trying to find out is I missed out on the topic because they're screaming and yelling and they're fighting each other, laying all over the ground and all sweaty and dirty, and I don't know what the hell they're doing. But it doesn't impress me, two men rapping together, you know, just turns me off. So what was the topic tonight? And I can give a question real quick before they take this cell phone away from me.
Well, Miss Rachel was just talking about how she's involved with. Go ahead, Miss Rachel. You could tell them.
About the charity work?
Yeah, that she does a lot of charity work.
Oh, yeah. I work with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and they basically fund mental illness research, and they also reach out to young kids in high school, explaining to them the signs and the ways to help people who are suffering from depression at a young age. And then they have a safety net for, you know, older people and also families who have lost children or other family members to suicide. So it's just a really, really amazing organization that I work with.
But she's also a model, ain't she? Isn't she a model or something? And so
yes, she is a
yes,
model.
Yes,
she is a porn star.
She's an adult
I'm
actress.
Sorry?
She is a porn star. We're all porn stars, sweetie.
Oh, porn stars. God damn, no wonder why somebody's committing suicide. They can't get with you, and the next thing you know, they want to kill themselves. You know what I mean? They're trying
wow.
to get there. I didn't know
that's
that.
That's not the case.
I apologize about that, but I didn't know you guys were porn stars. It's hot, think of them. You could save a lot of fellas killing themselves in prison just by showing up over here doing a show. You know, they're killing themselves over getting some brown-eyed dirty bastards, I'll tell you.
Right, so I'm just curious, how did you find out about the number to call in?
Well, you see, I prior to my arrest and my conviction and my,
lengthy stay
at Meltel Sex, I was on the radio show for about 10 years on Block Talk Radio, so I know every show that's on there. And one time I was on your show, you probably remember that way back, but you probably forgot the Bubba from the Backwoods. But, and I call in the shows I've frequently been on that I liked and I heard, and I decided to borrow the CO officer's, my correctional officer's cell phone, which he doesn't know is missing right now while he's eating pizza. But, you know, what the hell, contraband, another 5 days, whatever. It's not going to hurt me, but I thought I'd call in and say hello, listen to your guest. And these guys keep screaming and yelling and carrying on in the background and all that. I had to find a private room. They were trying to get the cell phone from me because they want to call their loved ones and try to get bailed out and get money and whatever the hell they're looking to do. But, and I got you folks.
Wow.
That's how this all happened.
Well,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I don't want to get you in trouble. But,
I'm already in trouble, ma'am. You're on the side of not no trouble. I'm already in trouble. I can't get any further than I am, so don't worry about that. You didn't cause no trouble for me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We have to go to break, so I appreciate you risking, you know, 5 days in solitary confinement to call my show, Truth Front to Back, on Dollhouse Radio.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll be right here on hold. They might give me 10 days. Who knows? You know, the closer I stay by myself, I won't have to smell all that snaky stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh,
these guys don't wash and everything.
Right,
oh,
right. All right. So we're going to go to break.
Have you ever seen a porn movie
here
down in prison? You never see that. See what I mean? These guys don't wash up, you know.
You're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. He ain't getting money that you got 8 figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk the fair con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the pen, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say. What you on? You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Bitch, you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab on my Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some hand over my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch of the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shower. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the street, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo! We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now, 24/7, 365 days, day by getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys, off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. Hands up!
Just listening to Kanye West all day on Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. My sexy co-host is sexy Karen Fisher, a.k.a. Boobalicious. And our lovely guest is Rachel. Rachel Maddow. Why do I want to pronounce it that another way? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you get someone's name in your head like the wrong way, and then you
I know.
Keep, like you can't correct it. So I just corrected it for you, Rachel Maddow.
My school teacher. I know. So Miss Rachel, are you planning on going to Exotica in Chicago?
Or actually any of the exoticas.
I've never been to an Exotica event, so I should start planning on going to that. When is that?
That is in July 8th through the 10th in Chicago.
Yeah, actually, I'll probably go to that because one, I want to scope out Chicago because I want to move there one day, and two, I've never been to an Exotica event, so I definitely would love to go out there and check everything out. I think that'd be super fun.
And then there is also another one. Since you said any Exotica, there is another one in New Jersey.
That's in
November.
That's kind of far away.
Oh, yeah. I was near that one last year because I went to the 2015 Inked Awards. I went there. I accepted a trophy, and then they were like, oh, Exotica's like basically right next door. But it was like the last day and super late, so I didn't get a chance to go in there. But I think I would totally go to the one in Jersey also because then I can just go visit my family, and that'd be fun. Family and porn convention.
Yeah, cool. That's a good combo. Hey, Mom, I'm just going to a porn convention. I'll be right back, but I'll be there for dinner. Don't worry.
Basically.
They go hand in hand. But
yes.
So what do you hope to do, like, you know, within the next year in your porn career? Do you have any goals or anything you have, you know, your sights set on?
I think the next year I don't have any crazy goals because the whole different scene goals I already achieved. My top goal was to start doing gangbangs, which I am doing now. I did one today and I'm super tired. But that was like,
so how many?
What?
How many were there?
Four. There were four. And it was amazing. It was as if penises were falling from the heavens. I loved it.
So you must do anal then, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, because I don't do anal. I'm just not like a fan, and so I can't really do anything. Because I'm like, what am I gonna do with all those dicks? So, how do you handle it? How do you handle all those dicks?
It's super. I mean, it's fun because I started doing anal a while ago. Also in my personal life, because I prefer that actually to vag. I used to be super scared of it until I learned how to just do it properly and like warm it up properly and not. Because other dudes when I was in high school, they're like, "No, you just spit on it and shove it in." I'm like, "Nah, motherfucker, that's not how you do anal." Like, so when I learned how to do it properly, I like totally fell in love with it. So then. During a gangbang, you prep for a normal anal scene, and then they'll warm you up and everything, and then eventually they're going to stick it in your pussy, too. And once that happens, a lot of chicks think that, like, DPing would be too overwhelming or painful, and it's actually a really, really great feeling because it's kind of like two really serious sensations but very different sensations at the same time. It's kind of like you don't know where your holes start and where they end, and it is an amazing feeling.
Interesting.
It's exciting.
Well, maybe one day we'll meet and you'll have to teach me how to prep for anal because I've been around forever and I still don't know how to do it. Anyways,
I could prep you for anal.
No, I don't want you to teach me. I want her to teach me.
That is totally fucked up.
Because she makes it sound good. She likes it. I know you hate anal. You like know how to prep for it, but you don't like it. She likes it. So I'm like, maybe she knows a trick. You don't. That's what I'm thinking.
There's no trick.
Some chicks, even if they like do whatever, they do go through whatever preparation like another performer suggests. It's just some chicks really don't like it. And I like when a performer can admit that because I'm sick of seeing these chicks like shooting anal scenes and they hate it and they're just doing it for the money. I'm like, no, like you should be shooting things you love personally and physically and sexually because that'll project onto a better content because everyone will know you're loving it. I don't think you should ever push yourself, you know?
I don't really believe in doing things you hate for money. That's never good.
Yeah.
But, no.
It's silly.
Sometimes you might have an agent or, you know, a studio might book you for the wrong thing by accident, not on purpose, and then you're stuck, like Chuck. And then you can't be like, especially if it's a big studio, you know, that's how I got stuck doing anal.
Score. Well, that sucks.
Hey, we'll give you some little prep toys. Can we try tomorrow? So these prep toys were, like, not even, like, an inch high. So I'm going back to my hotel. I give myself an enema, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is easy. No, it was not easy because the guy was 9.5 inches long.
Well, it sounds like you weren't really properly prepared, like, mentally. That is kind of bullshit they did that, really, in my opinion. I would have been kind of pissed.
No, that's super unprofessional. Last minute to be like, hey, I know you don't like this, but you're doing it. Fuck that.
But that's like several guys or several. I had an agent that wanted me to do girl. Karen wants me to do girl.
I don't, because you're not comfortable with it. So, I love doing girl. I like doing boy. I like doing girl. But you don't like girl. It's awkward for you. So like I don't know. I just don't think you should do it.
That's how we met on set. We were doing a boy girl, and that's how I met Karen on set years ago.
Yeah. So, anyways,
We have 4 minutes.
Do you have another
left.
Question for our guest?
We have 4 minutes left for Miss Rachel.
How many minutes?
We only have a few minutes left. Do you want to give your shout-outs and tell your fans where they can find you and follow you on Twitter and all that good stuff?
Totally. My Twitter handle and my Instagram handle are the same thing, just my stage name, Rachel Midori. but I spell Rachel funny. So it's R-A-C-H-A-E-L and then M-A-D-O-R-I. But if you don't want to check that stuff out, you should definitely 100% go look at my personal blog, because that's a different side of me, because writing is actually like my biggest passion ever, and I'm actually working on my first book. So if you go to my blog, you can actually delve deeper into some more real life things and more, you know, real, just real talk. But that's www.itsrachelmidori.com. So that's definitely something you should give a look at.
Yes, that's where I got some of my information on you about all the other stuff that we spoke about earlier, because that's very interesting. And not everyone in this industry has a blog either, so I think that's a good thing as well. So
yeah, you can tell just speaking with you that you're very intelligent. Like, I can tell you're intelligent.
Thank you. It was just really, the blog is like just a really cool outlet to be able to, you know, speak more on just porn. Like, I do, I talk about porn stuff and how it affects me, but kind of more of a real person side of it, you know. And I don't know, I like it. It's been great, and it's inspired me to write my first novel, so I'm excited with it.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Truth Front to Back and on Dollhouse Radio, and wish you all the luck, and hopefully see you in Chicago or possibly New Jersey.
Yes, hopefully I will be there, and thank you so much for having me on the show. It was super cool talking to you girls.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
hon. Have a great night.
Thank you. You guys have a good one, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Super, super cute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's very smart. I could tell. I can tell.
Oh, my gosh. Especially for her young age. So, you know what I mean? So not every girl that comes in the industry, whatever age.
Well, she seems very mature for her age, definitely.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes. Very. So that's probably part of growing up in New York. So I'm just saying.
Whatever.
So,
you and your New York. All right.
So we have a minute left, ladies. 90 seconds.
Yes. Yeah, so you can... what were you going to say?
No, go ahead, Boobalicious.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I was going to give Marv shout-outs once again. I'm Karen Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at SexyKarenFisher or Instagram, KarenFisherXX.
Awesome, awesome. I am Desiree DeLuca, your host, a.k.a. Boobzilla. You can follow me on Twitter at BoobzillaXXX. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in on Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. We'll see you next week. Toodles.
Bye.